Chapter 49. Turned her head slowly and uncovered her face. The emissary and competitor of Hernandez spurred his horse close up. Has not the master of the mine any message to send to Hernandez, the master of the campo? The truth of the comparison struck Charles Gould heavily. In his determined purpose he held the mine, and the indomitable bandit held the campo by the same precarious tenure. They were equals before the lawlessness of the land. It was impossible to disentangle one's activity from its debasing contacts. A close mesh net of crime and corruption lay upon the whole country. An immense and weary discouragement sealed his lips for a time. You are a just man, urged the emissary of Hernandez. Look at those people who made my competitor a general, and have turned us all into soldiers. Look at those oligarchs fleeing for life, with only the clothes on their backs. My competitor does not think of that, but our followers may be wondering greatly, and I would speak for them to you. Listen, senor. For many months now the campo has been our own. We need ask no man for anything, but soldiers must have their pay, to live honestly when the wars are over. It is believed that your soul is so just that a prayer from you would cure the sickness of every beast, like the orison of the upright judge. Let me have some words from your lips that would act like a charm upon the doubts of our partida, where all are men. Do you hear what he says? Charles Gould said in English to Antonia. Forgive us our misery, she exclaimed, hurriedly. T is your character, that is the inexhaustible treasure which may save us all yet. Your character, Carlos, not your wealth. I entreat you to give this man your word that you will accept any arrangement my uncle may make with their chief. One word. He will want no more. On the site of the roadside hut there remained nothing but an enormous heap of embers, throwing afar a darkening red glow, in which Antonia's face appeared deeply flushed with excitement. Charles Gould, with only a short hesitation, pronounced the required pledge. He was like a man who had ventured on a precipitous path with no room to turn, where the only chance of safety is to press forward. At that moment he understood it thoroughly as he looked down at Don Jose stretched out, hardly breathing, by the side of the erect Antonia, vanquished in a lifelong struggle with the powers of moral darkness, whose stagnant depths breed monstrous crimes and monstrous illusions. In a few words the emissary from Hernandez expressed his complete satisfaction. Stoically Antonia lowered her veil, resisting the longing to inquire about Deckard's escape. But Ignacia leered morosely over his shoulder. Take a good look at the mules, mi amo, he grumbled. Who shall never see them again? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.